Today is the best day in the history of ever. So let's talk about instant gratification and why it is the most dangerous drug of all. My name is Alex Red and my life is nothing but an experiment. If you've been on the road on Earth for a while, you've probably heard of the marshmallow test. This is a test that has been done with people of all ages in all countries all over the world for centuries. And that's the interesting part of the test, because there is so much data available from these tests and from different groups and different people. What it basically says, the people who can delay the gratification will be more successful in life, whatever success means at that point. And it goes to the extent that actually the researcher did test different people from different countries, and you could actually say that this country as a whole is more successful, will flourish and grow more than the other country based on the marshmallow test of a selected group of inhabitants from that country, a representative group, I would assume. If you get used to instant gratification, you're basically neglecting the fact that normally you have to put in effort to get a result, to achieve something. We're all prone to want everything instantaneously. Who wants to work a lifetime to retire with 65 and enjoy a lot of free time, right? It's like 40 years working and saving money, so when you're old and you're hopefully still alive and still healthy, you can spend your time on the golf course or traveling the world or just visiting different countries and cities, enjoy your life and spend a few dollars here and there. This is probably the longest delay we have in our lives. There are other delays. You have to go to school for a few years before you get your degree. If you visit a course or a seminar, you have to go through the seminar or the course and then you get a certificate at the end. But the world is moving towards instant gratification because it's so tempting to all of us. We drink alcohol and we're drunk. There's a slight delay, not so much. But if you look at drugs, most of them work the way you take the drug and you feel it instantly. Total different story. Let's look at Amazon. You order it today and you get it today or tomorrow. These days they go back to 2 days shipping because of the logistics and the challenge is there, but instant sells. People just want everything instantaneously. Ready-made food. You go there, you order, or you put it in the microwave, it's done. There's no preparation, no cooking, no recipe, no thought process involved. I'm hungry, I want food, I have food, I eat it, boom. As I mentioned in the beginning, anything that is instant is very tempting, but brings you in the wrong mindset. You develop the wrong habits. You're just consuming without thought because consumption becomes so easy. I would say also whatever is available instantaneously is losing its value fast. What do I mean by that? If you can have something at any time, at any point, without any effort, how much is it worth? It's just always there whenever you want it. You take it for granted and it's basically, it's not worthless. It has no value in your perception. That's what I'm saying. You cannot get anything of meaning done in life if you try to do it instantaneously. I say, I want to change the world, and instantly, it's not gonna happen. Yeah, there are a few viral videos out there. You record the video like I do this right now, and you put it on YouTube, and you wake up 2 weeks later, and you have 10 million views. And you say, wow, yeah, see, it's like awesome. Or you go to this, we're searching for the German superstar, whatever else, right? You attend the event, you go there as a nobody and you leave as the superstar of the country within like a few sessions or something like that. Where normally, if you want to become a star, you have to practice and practice and go to school and do trainings and then you become like a rookie, then you become a pro and then you become a international pro and at one point, you're really famous and successful, something like that, but that might take 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and not like, I'm going to the show, and if I make it, I'm successful, otherwise not. It's like, I expect instant fame, or I just dump the fame thing and I try to get rich instantly. I put on a website and offer some whatever crap for sale. Best would be a digital product, so you don't even have to ship anything and buy and produce anything. You write a newsletter or you write a booklet about losing weight or gaining muscle, and you put it on a website, you sell it for $20, and then you buy some Google AdWords, and then you expect this is what it takes to get rich on the internet. All these thought processes, all these thoughts lead down a rabbit hole that ends badly for most people, because you don't value the process of building, of creating something, of building a relationship with your clients or customers. At the end of the day, even the money has no value for you. It's just there. It comes in every month without doing much, and you spend it like that. You don't think about spending money because you don't think about making money. It slips through your fingers. Then at any point when the stream of easy income slows down or is gone because of whatever trend moved on from your thing to another thing, you have lost it. You were not able to hold on to your riches and to your wealth and to your success, because it was just, you got just lucky, so to say, right? You were at the right place at the right time and you made it. You didn't spend any thought on why did you make it, how did you make it, how can you preserve it and maybe make it even bigger. And we had this the other day with talent. It's just there, it happened, cool thing, I love it, I enjoy it. And when it's gone, you're like, whoa, what happened? Like, I didn't do anything and people like me, now I'm not doing anything either and they don't like me. What happened? Again, you're prone to fall off the cliff. All I'm saying, if you want to look into the marshmallow test, or some do it as a cookie test, where I explain it real quick to you again. Basically, they tell, for example, young kids, here is a plate with a cookie. We leave you alone with this cookie in this room for 15 minutes. If you don't eat, you can eat the cookie at any time, no problem. It's fine. If you want the cookie, eat the cookie. But if I come back after 15 minutes and you have not eaten the cookie, I will give you 2 cookies or maybe even 3 cookies. The deal is, if you can delay the gratification for 15 minutes, you get a triple amount or double amount of gratification. In this case, a cookie or a marshmallow. And then they video the kid what it's doing. If it's staring at the cookie for 15 minutes, or if it's trying to distract himself or herself to not think about the cookie and eating the cookie, and maybe even like holding their nose shut so they don't smell the cookie. I heard on a story that one kid ate a hole in the, I was not sure, in the marshmallow or something. So it looked like it's still there, but it was shallow. It was like hole in there. He ate the inside to have a bit of a gratification, but still earning the second or third cookie or marshmallow, whatever. So, and that says a lot about a person. And because these tests were done so often over centuries, they followed these people, they tested, and they realized the ones who could easily succeed and delay their gratification, they were more successful in life. They had a better life, a more fulfilled life, I would say. They could make a long-term plan and stick to it. They could work on their skills, on their goals, and if they made a decision to make money, they would like build this strategically and not going bet by bet and by bet. Just following these get-rich-quick manuals, basically, you can buy for $10. And when you have spent money on 100 manuals, you've most likely only tried 20 of them and you failed with all of them. But the other people are more rich now because you spent $1,000. Okay, that's it for today. A quick one, just as a reminder, whatever you do in life, train yourself to delay the gratification. I think I mentioned that in different videos already, and I will do in the future. This is a major concept in life, that anything that promises instant gratification, turn around and walk away. Obviously, it's cool and it's tempting and it's fun once in a while, but you should never ever put yourself at risk of getting in the habit of wanting stuff instantaneously. It will ruin your habits and your attitude, worst case, your life. Stay away. And I want to close this with the question of today. When was the last time you demanded instant gratification, or used a service, or an option, like for Amazon, to get stuff instantaneously because you did not want to wait and you spent maybe extra money or whatever to get it instantaneously. Today is not just the best day in the history of ever, it's also the first day of the rest of your life. So make the most of it and enjoy the ride.